Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer of Determination to Praise God by Tiffany Tebalt, read by Leah Martin. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Psalm 9, 1-2. I will. These two words, when spoken, proclaim that you will do what you say, no matter what. The writer of this verse used these words of absolute commitment 4 times in these 2 verses. Choosing to follow the Lord and live a life that honors Him is a wholehearted, life-changing determination, and it begins with the words, I will. As we choose to live a wholehearted life for the Lord, we can see that these verses give us 4 things that we can do each day as we worship the Lord with our lives. As we make the determination to state our I will in our relationship with the Most High God. 1. Give thanks with all my heart. The Lord has done so much in our lives. He's forgiven us, accepted us, loved us, guided us, and He's preparing a place for us in heaven for eternity. As we reflect on all that He's done, every single part of our heart should be overflowing with thankfulness to Him. 2, recount all His wonderful deeds. It's important that we remember what the Lord has already done in our lives and tell others about it. It strengthens our faith, and it encourages others around us to think more about their relationship with the Lord. 3, be glad and rejoice in Him. When we're grateful and remember what He's done for us, we're glad. We thrill at who He is, and we begin to see how He's moving in every area of our life, filling us with even more joy. 4, sing praises to Him. He is worthy of all honor and praise. We need to fill our thoughts and hearts with songs of worship to Him. Fill your days with praise music that glorifies God. Praise Him for what He's done in your life. He is worthy. He is good. He deserves our praises. And today is a perfect day to recommit yourself to the Lord by stating, I will, as you give thanks to Him and tell others how amazing God is. Today's a perfect day to choose to be glad and rejoice in Him as you sing praises to Him. We can make the determination to praise God, regardless of how messy our life may be, because He is with us. He's helped us in the past, and He will most certainly help us through whatever we're struggling with right now. As we make the determination to praise Him, our hearts and focus will be on Him, and our hearts will be full of joy and song, knowing that He's there with us through it all. Let's pray. Dear Lord, today I lift up a prayer of praise to You. You've been so good to me. Thank You for all that You've done in my heart and life. Bring to my memory all the wonderful things that You've done in my life, so that I can be filled with gladness and rejoice in Your goodness. I will sing praises to You. You are good. You are the Most High God. Thank You for saving me, for guiding me, for filling me with joy as I spend time thanking You for all that You've done and all that You're doing in my life today. In Your name I pray. Amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.